Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
It's not the perfect situation, but the new NCAA changes at least inch us a little bit closer to the spirit of what it means to be a student athlete. Now, one of the complaints about the new changes has to do with the rule that would allow a college player to enter the NBA draft but return to college if he doesn't get drafted. Kentucky coach John Calipari makes a good point when he asked, what if a player comes back to his college team but there's no scholarship available because the coach gave it to another kid? Now, Coach Cal is arguing from the perspective that it hurts the young man who did not get drafted. Like, what is he supposed to do? Find another school, sit out a year, or what? But what I like is how it shines light on this wrong-headed notion that it's all about making sure a team is stacked to win. So if a coach loses a quality player to the NBA draft, the coach's instinct is to go out and find somebody who can ideally, seamlessly fill that dude's spot and get the team to the Final Four. But all that kid is going to do is use the situation to accentuate both his own audition for the NBA and the possibility of not getting drafted, just like the cat he replaced. Stuff stays out of whack. So essentially, what the rule change does is further drive home the belief of what unfortunately has been going on too long, that the primary role of the student athlete is to help generate wins on the court. No. The primary role of the student athlete is to win in the classroom. And if he or she's got some game, not necessarily elite talent, but got some game, then come hoop for the team. But don't treat college sports like it's a farm system, like it's a developmental league. The college model should be like the high school model. I mean, if you make a little money selling hot dogs and sodas at the concession stands, then cool. Now, that may mean that the money in college sports may stop flowing and coaches may stop getting crazy paid because there's no longer a lot of pro guys running around in college. But there's a league for that. It's called the NBA. Listen, if I want to be a barber, then I go to barber school. I don't need a 4-year degree. If I want to be a plumber or mechanic, I go study at a program that's tailored for that. I don't need to be at a university. It should be the same way with guys trying to be pro athletes. Go learn what you need to learn and develop what you need to develop in a tailored program. The NBA Development League, minor league baseball. And I hear you.
But it might not work out for the guy trying to play pro ball. Then what?
Hey, tell the kid to go ask the barber when he's getting his hair cut. Barbers are great counselors. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.